Pope Francis on Thursday met with newly accredited ambassadors to the Holy See, telling them that those who hold public office at national and international levels are called to cultivate a nonviolent style in their consciences and in the exercise of their duties. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Speaking to the newly accredited ambassadors from Burundi, Fiji, Mauritius, Moldova, Sweden, and Tunisia, Pope Francis highlighted the importance of peace and dialogue, drawing from his recent message for the 2017 World Day of Peace, entitled "Nonviolence: A Style of Politics for Peace." The Pope told the diplomats gathered that in a particular way, those who hold public office at national and international levels are called to cultivate a nonviolent style in their consciences and in the exercise of their duties.
Sono chiamati ad assumere nella propria coscienza e nell'esercizio delle loro funzioni uno stile non violento.
He underlined, however, that this is not the same as weakness or passivity. Rather, it presupposes firmness, courage, and the ability to face issues and conflicts with intellectual honesty, truly seeking the common good over and above all partisan interest. Recalling the past century, the Holy Father noted how it was marred by wars and genocides of unheard-of proportions. But he also said that there were outstanding examples of how non-violence, embraced with conviction and practiced consistently, can yield significant results, also on the social and political plane.
Possa ottenere importanti risultati anche sul piano sociale e politico.
Some peoples, and indeed entire nations, Pope Francis continued, thanks to the efforts of non-violent leaders, peacefully achieve the goals of freedom and justice. This is the path to pursue now and in the future, he said. This is the way of peace. The Pope concluded by expressing his desire that the governments of their respective countries and the Holy See would advance this process of promoting peace, and those are the values that contribute to the integral development of individuals and society. I'm Lydia O'Kane.